You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 147.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード147番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hey everyone! Today we are talking about plant-based eating.
はい、今日のテーマは野菜中心の生活でございます。
So Yasuko?
はい。
Yasuko-chan は In your day-to-day life,、はい、do you focus on plant-based eating?
正直に言うとですね、ちゃんと野菜を食べている生活とは言えないと思います。でもやっぱりなるべく健康に食べたいなっていうのは思ってるんで、最近はもうちょっと野菜を食べないとなと思ってます。
So one of the funny things I've always noticed when I go to Japanese restaurants、うん、in Japan、
はい、
is、うん、menu に they'll have options、はい、it'll be like a 野菜の some kind of a set and then it'll be like 女性におすすめ
はいはいはい、なるほど、あるね。
Because you'll never see that here, right? I think it's a funny thing that it's very like, oh, this is great for women, like on their menu.
なるほどね。
なぜでしょう？
なぜですか？その質問は非常に難しいね。確かにレストラン行ってメニューを見ると女性向けとかレディースなんとかみたいな、mm-hmm. そういうメニューを見て、多分 I think a、mm-hmm. lot of people still eat a lot of meat and especially、mm-hmm. the men do like eating meat、
sure.
and don't like eating the vegetables みたいな、子供みたいな感じのところがまだまだあって、だからヘルシーなものを食べたいっていう人のために作ったメニューですみたいな感じなのがレストランの目的なんだろうけど、mm-hmm. それがまだまだ女性が多いからレディースとか書いてあるんだと思うんだよね。Does that make sense?
yeah, I just think it's funny that it's like, oh, this is great for women.
I know.
As opposed to like, here's a healthy option for all humans.
I know. そうなんだよね。でも増えてはいると思う。日本も健康的に食べましょうみたいなのがトレンドになってきてるなって思うから、mm. そういうヘルシーメニューみたいなものがいっぱい出てきて、mm. and not just for women みたいな、
right. okay.
感じで書いてあるのも、まあまあちょこちょこっと見えるとは思う。
Yeah, because here in the States, typically, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of vegetarians,
yeah.
there's a lot of vegans,
yeah.
right? And so what you'll see on the menu is like a little green leaf or like a V or something that denotes this is a vegan friendly meal or this is a vegetarian friendly meal.
Ah, 葉っぱのマークとか V って書いてあるんだ。
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because やっぱりね、日本だとまだまだそういうベジタリアンとかビーガン用のお店って少なくて、Mm-hmm. 新しい考え方っていうのがあるから、やっぱ東京を中心になっちゃうよね、そういうレストランは。
Mm-hmm.
And we don't、mm-hmm. see a lot of those kind of restaurants yet.、
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, 方向としてはね、そっちの方行ってるからね。
Yeah, and a lot of restaurants here will have vegetarian friendly, like they'll have a page that's like, here are all the vegetarian meals.、
Oh.
So there's definitely more catering, I think, towards plant-based、ah. eaters who are exclusively vegetarian or exclusively vegan.
あ、やっぱりそうだよね。ヤコがまだ分かってないのは、ベジタリアンとヴィーガンの違いだったり、もっといろいろタイプもいるんだろうなって思うんだけど、ちーちゃんとかちーちゃんの周りはどういう食べ方をしてる人が多いの？
I have a lot of friends who are pescatarians.
What's that?
Pescatarian means that you eat fish, eggs, and cheese.And honey for animal-based products.
はいはいはい。
And then, まあもちろん野菜。
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So pescatarians, it includes fish in addition to the vegetarian. But vegetarian typically means you don't eat animal meats, but you do eat milk, like dairy-based animal milk-based products, like milk and cheese, as well as eggs.As well as honey.
Oh, すごい。
But if you're vegan, that means that you don't eat any animal-based products. So you don't eat meat, You don't, of course, don't eat like fish. You don't eat eggs. You don't eat dairy. And you don't eat honey.
なるほどね。じゃあやっぱり魚を食べるか、魚類を食べるかっていうのと、乳製品とか卵とか蜂蜜、そういったところが食べるか食べないかで違うって感じなんだね。
Yeah, there's kind of different breakdowns of plant-based eating, I guess. But vegans kind of sometimes can have a negative association with vegans because they're so passionate about animal rights and nanda kanda. And so there's a little bit of like, some people don't like to call themselves vegan, so they call themselves plant-based eaters, even though they technically are vegan.
そういうことか。動物愛護の観点っていうのが入ってきちゃう。人もいるってことなんだね。
Yeah. There's definitely vegans that don't wear any leather, right? They don't use products that have any kind of animal-based things in it.
はいはいはい。
There's different levels of veganism.
そういうところがやっぱ全然日本と違うよ。動物愛護の観点もそうだけど、卵と牛乳とかやめるって日本人ってなかなかできないと思うんだよね。I think there's still a lot of food in our everyday life that involves eggs especially. And so I don't think there's a lot of people who don't eat eggs. なかなかいないような気がするね。だから随分違うよね。
Yeah, I think cheese is the hardest thing for most folks to give up here. Because cheese is in a lot of dishes. It's in a lot of Italian foods, right? It's in a lot of French, like creams, things like that. So people have a really hard time giving that up, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I like about the idea of plant-based eating is it's not necessarily like, oh, you have to give these things up.
Nah.
It's like you just add more plants. Based foods into your diet, right? Like, I like that idea. Like, hey, it doesn't have to be like, you never eat cheese ever again.
そうだよね。
But it can be, hey, let's just eat more vegetables.
Yes. それは確かにそうだよ。なんかを諦めるんじゃなくて、もっとこういうの食べようよっていう考え方の方がね、やっぱりそれはね、いいと思うし。And I have a question for you because I'm wanting to eat more vegetables. だけど、やっぱ量がいっぱいになっちゃうじゃない？だからスムージーとかで食べたら嬉しいかなと思ってるんだけど、I know that you have your like スムージーレシピとかもあるでしょ、じいちゃんって。Mm-hmm. どんなものを入れる？じいちゃんのスムージーには。
So for greener smoothies, we usually have banana とアボカド。Those are what create the kind of creamy base.
はいはいはいはい。
And then we use frozen fruits.
ああ、なるほど。
Either kale or spinach.
おしゃれ。
And then we use coconut water for the fluid.
へえ、あ、そういうのが入ってんだね。じゃあ、野菜だけじゃなくて、まあフルーツも入ってたり、ちょっとクリーミーにするので、まあ確かにアボカドとか入ってるといいよね。美味しそうだね。
Yeah, because a lot of people will put in milk or, you know, other, you know, dairy products that we don't typically use that. So we definitely use bananas or avocados or both to create that kind of thicker smoothie texture.
なるほど。そうする。やっぱりもっと野菜を食べたいなと思うんで、生だと食べられる量も限られてるっていうか、I like it when it's cooked, heated, and so raw な vegetables をスムージーにしたらいいかなと思ってて。
Yeah, I think that's a great way to eat raw food is through smoothies.
ね、ありがとう、ありがとう。アボカド入れたりやってみる。
And you know, I think for me, you know, typically like, it's fun to play around with the recipes, right? Like the apples will make them sweeter if you like more of the sweet thing. We like to use a lot of berries because they have antioxidants, but you can target your health goals and then of course your personal palette. 結構いろいろ、いろんな感じで作れるからね。
そうそうそう。なんかそのいろんなものを入れて実験してみるのも面白いのかなって思うし、どんな味になるんだろうみたいな。
Well, because some people love to make like, they'll add cocoa powder and make a chocolate smoothie, right? Along with the vegetables.
はいはいはい。
You can do more of a tropical flavor. Like, 結構いろんな。
なるほどね。
パイナップル入れたり、マンゴー入れたり。Yeah, that'll make it more tropical.
はいはい。
結構、you know, You can try a lot of different recipes.
今パイナップル美味しいもんね。
Yeah, and I see. I think 夏だと it's really easy to eat plant based because all the 野菜とか果物とか it's all like beautiful and fresh and plentiful and cheap. You know, as opposed to like in the winter when そうそうそうそう。It's harder to eat.
わかるわかる。
Sometimes. Especially raw.
Yeah. まあ、やっぱね、旬の野菜が一番美味しいし、栄養もあるしね。There's also like vegetables that I miss.Where, アメリカでは普通に食べてたのに日本だとあんまり食べないみたいなのもあったりして。
Oh, what are those?
例えばね、白アスパラとか、ベイビーコーンとかね、あんまり日本だと見ないんだよね。
I don't know if we have a tremendous amount of that here either.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
なるほど。でも、アメリカだとさ、ごぼうとかって食べる？
ない。
あ、やっぱりない。
I mean, of course we do in our household, but I mean, like most people don't know what ごぼう is. ごぼうとか大根's like a little, it's gotten more popular recently.But it used to be like nobody knew what daikon was.
Oh, really?
But there's definitely certain vegetables that I have to go to a Japanese market to get. And nagaimo とかやっぱり日本のお店に行かないと
手に入らないよね。
So I feel like the Japanese use more vegetables. Because there's Japanese vegetables that I struggle to find. Like the types of mushrooms. Oh, I love, right? Like you can get shiitake here.You know, most places, but like matsutake, you know, some of those enoki mushrooms, like those are become a little bit harder to find.
Ah, so なんだ。確かにね、キノコはね、いっぱいあって、やっぱりヤコも大好きなんだよね。いろんなの入れると、すっごい美味しくなるから。
Right? Yeah. I know. I've been going through a mushroom phase for like the last 2 years where I'm like, mushrooms, 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 like I can't get enough.
はいはいはい。まあ、それ確かにね。キノコ類は美味しい。あの、松茸はね、こっちだと神様みたいなキノコだし、その、今、ちいちゃん言って、えのきでしょ？で、舞茸とか、平らなやつとか。
Oh, you're making me hungry! Yeah, so for those types of specialty items, I definitely like to go to the 日本の Japanese market and get those.Yummy vegetables, for sure.
本当にね、こうやって考えると、野菜とか野菜類、キノコも含めて、シーウィードとか海藻も含めて、もうちょっと楽しめるんじゃないかなって思うね。
That's another type of vegetable that I feel like is not as popular in the States.
昔はなかったもんね、ヤッコが住んでた時は。
I know, people would be like, what? You eat seaweed, right?
みんな何それみたいなさ、特に日本の巻き寿司に使う海苔、黒いのとかさ、なんだその黒い紙みたいな。
Yeah. あった。But I love like わかめとか、yes. right? Like I love all that kind of stuff.
It's so healthy.
昆布。
So
healthy for you. I know, I know. So I love adding those things for plant-based eating. And dashi tsukuru no ni, like that's, you know, right, instead of using the fish-based.Like, so if you're truly vegan, right, or if you're truly vegetarian, to make dashi, you can't have fish broth, right? You can't have it be fish-based. It has to be plant-based. So...昆布とかそういうのを使って出汁を作ったり。
なるほどね。まあね、昆布出汁美味しいからね。まだまだヤコはちょっと程遠いけど、まずは野菜をもっと食べるところから始めようと思います。
Well, and like one of the things that's popular here is like meatless Mondays. So on Mondays you don't eat any meat and you just eat plant-based. You know, so it's just like trying it just once a week. You know, like those are ways that people...ease into plant-based eating.
なるほどね。週に1回だけ本当に野菜で行こうみたいな。そういうのから。
Yeah, so you could try meatless Mondays and see how it goes.
I love how, you know, it's like meatless Monday の MM を揃えてやるんだね。
Well, we'd love to hear from you if you guys all are plant-based eaters, meat-based eaters. What are the vegetables that you enjoy, not only from your home country, but from other countries?
はい。今日は野菜中心の生活について話してきましたけれども、皆さんも、まあ、野菜を使ったレシピとかいろいろありましたら、Facebook やインスタで教えていただけると嬉しいです。
All right. It's quiz time!
クイズコーナーです! Yay!
Okay, so we have a new category today.
Hi.
And this is the really hard question category.
そう。長い名前だね。そうなんです。このクイズコーナーのテーマの中でもう一つ加えました。超難しい言葉をやってみたいと思います。
Are you ready for the really hard question?
怖い。はい。OK です。
OK。The really hard question is a translation question.、
はい、
How would you translate、はい、the word ブリッコ?
Oh no! ブリッコ 子を英語にすると、キュッチーとか。That's all I can think of right now. That's all that comes to mind.
It's a really hard question, isn't it?
That's really hard. I think that's a really good quiz.
I actually don't know the answer to this.
You don't?
No, because that's why I asked it. Is because buriko っていうのは、it is cutesy and cute, but I feel like かわいいだけじゃないじゃない。
じゃない、じゃない、じゃない。
Yeah, so how do you describe the buriko aspect of the かわいい?
Cute なだけじゃなくて、too girly maybe?Kind of overdoing.
It's like over the top cutesy.
そうそうそうそうそうそう。Over the top で、本当にキュートなだけじゃなくて、girly。
Yeah, it's like over the top, girly and cute.
Yes. I am nothing like that.
You're like the opposite of buriko.
Yes, yes. So I'm the opposite of buriko, is also how I would try to explain it. But that one's hard.
Right? Yeah. I remember coming across this question many years ago and being like, I don't know how to explain. And one, it's not as common, I guess, to be buriko because cute is not as a high value as it is in Japan.
そうだね。
Right? I feel like in Japan, women really strive to be cute. Like, that's a really important thing.
Yes.
And here, we strive to be more like sexy and appealing, in that way. So I think that's why we don't have buriko as much here, but yeah.
本当にないよね。日本を出たら、ブリッコって、まあアジアはどうなんだろうね、他の国だとね。でも日本の独特な感覚なような気がする。And that's why it's hard to translate.
And I feel like it's not used as a good description. Like it's not a good, it's not a compliment.
Yeah, yeah. いい質問だったね、今ね。
I think we came to an answer a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. なんとか、まあちょっと難しかったけど。はい、じゃあもう一つ難しいの。
はい
やらせてください。
はい。
はい。まあ、これも、ちょっと英語にするのが難しいっていうタイプのものです。
Okay.
いきます。さすが。この問題が解けるなんて、さすがだね、みたいな感じのさすが。
I guess how I would say that in that context is like, oh, of course you would get this. But it's almost slightly sarcastic. Let's say there was a quiz question and somebody got it correct. And then you say, ah, さすがだねって。
そのシチュエーションだと、I would be applauding that person, commending that person in a straightforward way, I think. That's how I would interpret that. でも、まあ、sometimes there are...examples where there is a little sarcasm in the expression.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would say like, oh, you would get that, right? Like, oh, of course you would get that.
なるほど。でもその感じがやっこも感覚的にはぴったりな気がするんだよね。Because さすが in this kind of way is said when the other person's answer or whatever they say meets your expectations.Or reputation 通りの、そう、そうだね、やっぱりそうだったねみたいな感じだから。
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think that's why I would say like, of course you would get it, right? Like, of course you would know that. After that. Yeah, I think that's a really difficult one. I feel like it's not as precise as I want it to be. ちょっとなんか it feels different in Japanese than it does in English.
なるほど。まあまあ感覚的にやっぱちょっとそれなりにズレはどうしても感じちゃうかもしれないね。But it is a question that I'm constantly asked and I still haven't found like a good answer. But I think the one you just gave us, of course, なんとかなんとかっていうのは非常に近い感じで言える気がする。Maybe it's not perfect.じゃないかもしれないけど、it's very close.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a good, really hard question.
だけど、じいちゃん、素晴らしい。やっぱり、よくできたと思います。
Oh, you guys, how'd you do on the really hard question quiz today? Hopefully you guys got it right, or at least maybe learned something new today. So, I certainly did. I think it was a good discussion.
はい。今日から、あ、 今日やった初めてのテーマ、超難しい言葉、文字通り難しくってだいぶヤコもちーちゃんも苦労しましたけれども、皆さんいかがでしたでしょうか。ぜひ皆さんの意見も聞きたいと思います。
Awesome. Well, thank you again for tuning in and we look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。バイバイ。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。 iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。